Elo the pshat is like this. Ki heichi to let heavy have far with the shvosayu. The reason why Moshe said this was, really he did not have to. Because we go bosa pumei the way you say it. And if you would have said that we swear to Mekayim Taryag Mitzvah, that's it. There's no way out. You said Taryag Mitzvah, we do not believe you when you say you meant something else. But the reason why Moshe had to speak out, al dati badasa makam, is in order to make this a shvua, shehuda barabim. The locher is a neder, shehuda barabim, ein lo hafara, or a shvua, there's no way to be made for such a shvua. Shashi elohoki kama, lu. Lo yaldaitchem, ki eichet tevi shvuaschem, al das acherim. Lo yuchlu ein li atiro. The neder, shehuda radas rabim, ein lo hafara, it has no hafara. Even though Tzai speaks out, that's what we said, neder, shehuda radas rabim, ein lo hafara, ein lo mod mikan, the haini shnayim. You don't want out from here, that's not in front of two people. Because here, who is only our das Moshe and our das Kodesh Baruch Hu, who is only two people only. So he says, no, the Dilma das Kodesh Baruch Hu Shani. Yeah, Kodesh Baruch Hu's das is different. Here was enough too. When you need three, when you need people, could be a rabbi always means at least three or maybe even ten, maybe. Here, when you had a Kodesh Baruch Hu, here was enough just with Moshe and a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But that's the reason why he said, "Al daitiba das mokam." But really, Lalacha, we hold when you make a shvua, we go after the deeper that you say what comes out of your mouth. If you say you saw a flying camel, we would not believe you that you just meant to say a big bird. You said a flying camel, that's what you said, that's the shrew is on.
When a person makes the Mishnah
Berakh, then the Mishnah says, if I did not see such a big snake like the presser of the olives. Veloy, is it not true? There could be such a big snake. The Yahu de Heved, there was once a snake, there was the Shnei Shava Malkon, the years of Shava Malkon, have a chad. The Achsa Treisa Arvosa Tivna. It was as big as 13 corrals of horse corrals where they store the straw. So it was a tremendously big snake. So that was bigger than a regular press by the olive press. So why do you say it's a Shua Shofua? Maybe it's true we saw a big snake. Treisa Arvosa, Rashi says, these are corrals where you put your horses. Rashi says, Mole Shlosh Yesri or Uras Susim Tevin. Uvais here. Yes, you see, there was such a big snake. Or Mashmuel Bitar. Here he meant to say is it has freckles on the snake, like the Beis Chabad. The Beis Chabad has scratches there, has freckles on it. So he meant to say he saw a snake with this tongue. Fred Gemara, what's that about that? Kulanami Mitra Trif, and all snakes have like scratches, freckles on them, different colors on them. And the Gemara Bishagabi Tar. Here the shvu was on the back of the snake, there were these colors. And a regular snake, like he said, does not have it on its back, it has it on its neck, not on the back. See, when he swore that I saw a snake like an olive press, so the press there, the wood, has scratches all around it, all over the back of it. So he meant to say, I saw a snake just like that, that has freckles or colors all around the back. And that's not possible. No snake has these freckles on the back, only on the neck. So therefore, it's called a shvua shof. Now he says, shvua shoichu kikazu, Shvur Shlech Lenu. Hashto, so the Mor says, and let's say he does not eat the bread. So his chayim mishum shvur is bitui. He first swore he will eat the bread. And then he swore he will not eat the bread. So that if the day goes by and he does not eat it, that's his chayim mishum shvur is bitui. The question is, Hashto mishum shvur is bitui mechayiv, mishum shav lein mechayiv. Like, why is he only chayiv one? As soon as he said the second shvur, I will not eat it, that's the shvur shav. It's a shvur of atlas a mitzvah. You already have a mitzvah to eat it. So the second shvur is not chal to shav. So why are you only chayiv one? Harei yotus la shvur es la shav. When you swore the second time that you will not eat it, that's a shvur shav. It's in vain. That shvur is not chal. You already put a mitzvah upon yourself to eat the bread. So you should be chayiv twice. So my answer is true. Om Rabbi Yimiya, Tini, learn in the Mishnah, afal shvur es bitay. What it means at the end, if you do not eat the bread, you also chay mishum shvuz bitoy. But who are then? You also chay mishum shvua shav. When as soon as you said the second shvua, right away it was in vain. But shvuz bitoy, now we're saying this because we realize again the next parak, there's a contrast between shvuz haidus and shvuz bitoy we learned so far. Shvuz bitoy, if a person swears that he will eat today, he will not eat today. The hegas banoshmu banoshmu pertains to men, to ladies. The kroivim, you can make a shvur that I will give somebody a present, even to your karv, to your brother, over a chaykim. You can make a shvur, you give a rachuk, a present. Even if you're apostoliatus, still you can make a shruah's bitui. You can make the shruah inside Bezdin or outside Bezdin. Now, the piatzmon, if you speak out the shruah yourself, the piatzmon means you have to speak it out. Levata b'tzvasayim, you have to swear, and not if somebody else says the shruah for you. You have to speak out the shruah with your mouth. The chayavim, what's the law of the shruah's bitui? The chayavim alzdoini makis. If you swore you will eat bread today, and b'mezid, you swear you will not eat bread today, and b'mezid, you go and eat bread, you receive malchus. V'yashigosa, if you forgot about the shvur and you did not eat the bread, korban erlo b'yeret. That's the lach of shvur's bitri. Shvur shov, what's the lach of a shvur shov? It's not a bitri, because here, right away, as soon as you said the shvur, right away, it's mefursim that it's a sheker, nehegis, it applies the anoshim of anoshim, by men and ladies. Whether you're speaking about a rochug, whether you're speaking about a korov, the shem of psulim, whether you kashliyed or apostliyed, if neidetim shod if neidetim, as long as you speak out the shvu yourself, no matter where you are, you chayiv mishem shvuas shov. What the chiyavim al doini malchus? If you did it b'neizid, and they warn you, you receive malchus. The ashevgos le'tata. If you were shaygig, you forgot about it. You're tata from the korban. A korban is only on a shvuas bitui. Levata v'swasayim, and not on a shvur shof. Yachazu v'yachazu, hamushmur v'yacherim chayis. A shvur sheker, or a shvur shof. If somebody else makes the shvur, then also yachayis. If yacherim is chayis.
You see?
What's the case? It sounds like this. That's what the gisa should be. Case of omaloi, achalti hayoim. Or else the person says I ate today, or else I did not wear tefillin today. The person says, swear it to me. The yoma omen, and the person answers back, omen chayit. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That if you answer omen, as we'll see in the Gemara, that's considered like you spoke out the shvuah. But the Gemara says, omah shmuel, koloina omen, acha shvuah. If somebody else says, I want you to swear to me that you did not wear tefillin, and you say omen, so by saying the word omein, it's kamaitzi shru mipiv dami. It's as if you spoke out the shru itself. Because here by shru, it's not enough shemeya koina. It's not enough just that I hear the shru from somebody else. That's not considered like you spoke it out. By shru, it has to be kamaitzi shru mipiv dami. That's chiddush in the Mishnah. Shmuel is explaining, if you say omein to somebody else's shru, it's considered like you yourself said those shru. What's the proof? It says by fights, the pasuk says the Yom Risha Amen Amen. After the Kohen makes the Shvua, she has to say Amen, and it's considered like she herself swore. So here we see saying Amen is considered like you might say Shvua Tiv Dami.
Why do you say that
she has two Shvuas over there? Omer Papa Mishmei Derova Masnitzin the Brisa Namideka. I bring you proof from the Mishnah from the Brisa. So we ask me a question: what does Shmuel have to teach us this for? There's a Mishnah in the Brisa that sounds like this: that if you answer Amen, it's different. That's considered Kemaitzi Shvua Tiv Dami. Tiktoni. We're going to have the next Mishnah that says Shvua Seidus. The next Mishnah about Shvua Seidus. That means somebody says, you know Eidus for me. Come and say Eidus, and he swears I do not know it. The Hegis Banoshim, there it only pertains to a man, for Loi Banoshim, and not to a lady. For a Choykim, or only if you're a Rochok to the person. In other words, you have to be a Kosher to be an aid. You have to be a Rochok for Loi B'Kroivim. Not if the person asking to say Aedis is your brother. But anyway, you're possible to say Aedis. A Korov is possibly Aedis, there's no Din Shvuas Aedis. Big Sherim, you have to be Kosher to say Aedis, for Loi B'Psulim. Now, Vienna and Hegis Ella Berean Loi, this is the cloud. That Shvua Seidus only pertains to a person that's fit to be an aid. Or b'fnei bezdin, if you swear in bezdin. V'shloi b'fnei bezdin mipi yatsmai. But if you swear by yourself, then the Shvua Seidus, even outside bezdin. Or mipi acherim, but if somebody else makes the Shvua for you, then ein chayovim ach yichbu b'em bezdin. Then you only chayv if you're kaif, you deny it in bezdin. But if somebody else swears for you outside Bezdin, and you deny it, you say, no, I do not know Aedis, you're not Chayiv. That's the difference. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds the Chiddush, that if you swear outside Bezdin yourself, it's called the Shavuos Aedis. But if somebody else swears for you and you just deny it, you do not even answer Amen, you're potter. Outside Bezin, you're potter. Here's the Mishnah. The Tanya B'Brais, going to the B'Brais, Shvuah Seydis, Kate said, what's the case of a Shvuah Seydis? Omar Liyedim, somebody says to two people, Boyuvei Duni, listen, you know the way this Reuven owes me $1,000, come and say this for me. And the two agents say back, Shvuah Shenonu Yedim Luchedis, I swear right now, we swear that we do not know the Seydis. Or Yishom, or else if they say, Enonu Yedim Luchedis, they don't swear, they just answer back. I'm telling you, we do not know the Eidus. So the person says, okay, but mashpi ani aleichem, I want you to swear. The yomru, amen, the person says, amen. Here it says, bein mipi bezdin, whether this happened in bezdin, bein shaloi mipi bezdin, whether it happened outside bezdin, so yechayiv. What's the sira? Before we said that mipi acherim, you only chayiv in bezdin. And here it says, even though it's mipi acherim, but mashmi, since you answered amen, yechayiv outside. Why? That must be a proof to Shmuel that when you answer Amen, it's not considered Mepi Acherim only, but it's called Mepi Atzmai. When you answer Amen, it's called like you made the Shmuel itself. Therefore, if you answer Amen, even outside Bezdin, you're Chayiv. What's going to be the... Ben Mepi Atzmai, Ben Mepi Acherim. Kivon Shekofu Ben, Chayovim, Tivu Rebbe Meir. These are the words of Rebbe Meir. No, it's like this. The Bezdin, though, Amen, Demus may Bezdin, Shabbat may Bezdin. Now, first we say them a Piacherim, you potter outside Bezdin. And here it tells a Piacherim Michayev. And Allah, isn't it? Shmamino, ho diyon Amen. The second verse that says Yechayev is where you said Amen. Chodul Yom Amen. The first Mishnah is where you did not say Amen. If it's only Yeshua Mepi Acherim, somebody else is making you swear, and you just say, deny it, I do not know the Eidus, but you do not say Amen, it's not called like you said Yeshua, there you'll be potter.
The other
people would be Mike and Mark. Okay, we'll see. Amar Ravina, Mishmei Derava, Amar Ravina, Mishmei Derava, Masnisin the Hocha Namidang. I bring proof in our Mishnah also. The Kotani says in our Mishnah, Shruas Bitoi Neheges Banoshim of Anoshim, Mechagim of Kroivim, Mechagim of Sulim, Bifnei Bezov Bezdin, Mepi Atzmoi. It says only if you make the Shrua in Mepi Acherim Loi, the Mashmah, somebody else makes the Shrua, no, it's no good, there's no Shruas Bitoi. Oktani Seitha, our Seitha says here, Zev is there, Mushma Pi Acherim Chayiv. Says the end of the Mishnah that in both cases where there's a Shruas Bitoi or Shrua Shav, if somebody else says the Shua, you're Chayiv. The Chorakash Nadad, it's a spirit in the Mishnah. El Olav, you have to tell me the answer is, Shema Mino, Ho Di Yon Amen, Ho Di Yon Amen. The beginning of the Mishnah is, we do not say Amen. So then you only Chayiv if you yourself speak out those Shua. If somebody else says the Shua for you, you're Potter. But the safer is, where you answer Amen after the Shua, that's still like you make the Shua. So clearly we have a proof in our Mishnah, like Shmuel says, that answering Amen is a bigger halacha than just Shemeya Koina. Shemeya Koina just means you're listening. It's not called that you spoke it out. I listen to what you say. For tefillah, for brachas, that's enough. But for Shvua, it has to be Kimaitse Shvua Mepivdami. You have to speak it out. So only when you say Amen is it considered like you spoke it out. For the more so, V'yel Shmuel Ma'ikamashulon. If you have a clear proof in our Mishnah, so what do we need Shmuel for? But the Mishnah says it. And the Gemara, you could demand this and ask one, and the claim is true. Like, we're only bringing proofs, meaning that's what Shmuel himself also meant to say. Shmuel himself meant to explain to us what the Mishnah means. He's been mefarish the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say clearly. Like, really, he asked a question. The Rashi says, Mipiatzma Yechayim, Mipiacherim Yepotam. The Sefer says, even Mipiacherim Yechayim. So what's the answer? So Shmuel is coming to give us the answer to the Mishnah. Now the answer is, if you say Amen, it's called like you made a Shvua. Without Amen, no.